Hey guys, Akil Stokes here. Welcome back to another episode of the Trading Coach Podcast, coming your way every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday on your favorite podcasting app as well as on YouTube. Now, I know YouTube sometimes shows a little bit of commercials or whatever in the middle, especially if it's a longer podcast. So if you're dealing with that and you have access to a podcasting app, an Anchor, a Spotify, and an Apple Podcast, maybe a little bit better to watch on those platforms. Today, I've got another accountability session that I want to share with you. I'm not going to spend too much time ranting about it because I want to get into it. It is a very energetic one. It is one that is going to leave you pumped, inspired. This trader is determined to build a legacy, determined to build an empire by the age of 50, and this banker turned trader does not have a plan B, so he's all in. So, whew, that's a lot. I hope you're ready. I hope you leave motivated. I hope you leave empowered. I hope you leave inspired. And just throwing a little shameless plug, I hope you leave me a rating and a review on your favorite podcasting app, as that's the best way to support that this show. That was pretty darn good until I tripped over the end of it. All right. Hope you guys enjoy, and I'll see you guys next episode.
How are you doing?
Good, Jason. Yourself?
I'm very well, thank you. How's life?
Life's treating me good, Matt. How's the life in England?
It's all right. I've just literally stepped in my door from Mallorca in Spain, so I'm here for another 14 days now without leaving. Yeah. But yeah, it's so far so good. Nice weather we've come home to. So tell us a bit about yourself, Gav.
I'm still studying at university, studying finance, which is what got me into the financial market in the first place, living in Australia. I've been in the platform I joined in mid-July, so for about 2 months or so.
Yeah.
Made some progress. So that's me, and my trading journey started about 3 years ago, although it really never really took off until about this time last year. About 3 years ago, I found this ad, Jason. This was the Greg Secker's Learn to Trade program. I'm pretty sure you shared that story on your Instagram page. Joined the program. They kind of sold me a dream, spent a lot of money on it, on like a 3-day course. And then after I go to the 3-day course, they tell me, okay, well, if you really want to become a trader, you're going to spend like 10-20 grand on one. Yeah. Right? I'm thinking to myself, well, I thought I was going to be a good trader after the 2-day course. So I, stupid enough, I did spend that 10-15 grand on that 2-month course. Right. Didn't really get anything out of it. Got so discouraged, gave up on trading. And luckily around this time last year, your Instagram page just popped up on my suggestions, decided to follow you for no reason, followed Akil, followed Tier 1 Trading, and then been like really, really studied your approach and your approach trading, you know, treating it as a business, having a routine, being consistent and all that. And then mid-July, my tax return came through and decided to join Tier 1
and amazing.
Getting better every day, I feel.
Amazing. So you're from a finance background, if you studied, right? So you kind of was switched on towards, economics to a degree, finance to a degree, and wealth building to a degree, even business. What made you actually want to get into trading personally? Was it just knowing that you could accelerate your income, or is it something that you want to replace your income? Is it like, are you building a business in finance? What's your situation?
So at the very start, I wanted to get into trading because I thought it would help me get a job at one of the trading firms. That was the main goal. So when I was at university, I was like, I need to get a job. So I'm going to separate myself from the pack, you know, get extracurricular experience. And then that was the main goal. But when I went to that 2-day course, they kind of sold me a dream, and I got that, you know, get rich quick mindset. Not going to lie. I was like, you know, these Lamborghinis, you know, all these, the Ferraris traveling, you know, trading on a helicopter and all that. So they sold me the dream and I bought the dream. And then that was my goal after. And then when I realized that that wasn't that, I kind of gave up. So, and then going forward from that, after I've studied you, Akil, and the Tier 1 program and the platform, I really want to build a legacy and build an empire. I know I'm 22 years old. So I know I have time on my side, but still I've got to be working hard, being consistent every day. I want to have a built an empire by the time I'm 50 and then keep building that empire. So it's going to be a plan for the decades. It's not going to be a plan for the years. It's a 3-decade plan for me. So I really want to do something really, really extraordinary with my life. I have no plan B, Jason. I work at the bank. I don't plan on going up the career ladder. I don't plan on doing anything else. I'm only getting my degree because my mom just keeps asking me to. If it was up to me, I'd probably drop out of university right now. So I don't have a plan B, and this is the only way to go. So I'm putting all my eggs in one basket.
I love that. And hats off to you for being ambitious as you have been, spending a lot of money on your mission to learn how to trade and, being that discouraged and still having the ambition to carry on. That's, it's almost like you're already going to achieve success at trading just by your approach. It's on its way, if that's how it feels. So what do you what are you working on like right now? What's your focus right now on trading?
So right now, you've got
other things going on.
Yeah. So right now I'm actually up to the Foundations 2 course, in terms of the course material in Tier 1 trading. But apart from that, I've actually always tried to keep a consistent routine. So I wake up in the morning at the same time, Monday to Friday, and I do my daily analysis. So I make my predictions in the market, and then I go to work, and then I come home. And then I just do trading related activities. I just going through the charts, ebbs and flows, going through the course material, reading a book. I'm reading Trading in the Zone right now. Really amazing book. It's really good for someone who's struggled at trading and then trying to get better at it. And then when the time comes, I join the live rooms. Unfortunately, I can't join your live room, Jason, because it just doesn't
work. You're in Australia.
Exactly. So I just finished work when you start, and I feel like I need a bit of an hour break before I restart. So I joined a Kills live trading room.
Whereabouts in Australia are you?
I'm Canberra. Live in Canberra.
Right.
Yeah, you might not have heard. It's the capital city, though.
I haven't heard of it. Where is it near? Like Brisbane, Sydney?
It's in between Sydney and Melbourne.
Sydney and Melbourne, right.
Yeah. So that's where I live. I do have that. So I want to have like a consistent routine. So when I do actually go on demo trading first up, I wouldn't have to change a thing, because what I've realized is that you can't go from not doing anything to bang, okay, here you go, we have a routine, you go do it every day. Even for me to wake up at the same time and then do my daily analysis, it took me a while to kind of like get into the habit. So I want to start building those small habits. So by the time I actually get to demo trading, everything's just laid out for me and I just do it automatically without even thinking about it. So that's the plan.
Oh, and what's your... You're 22, did you say?
Oh, yeah.
22, wow. what's your, what do you have any idea of when you will be trading? Will it be the London session, the New York session? I guess it will be the New York session, or will you be swing trading, like higher time frame stuff?
Yeah, I'm thinking of swing trading, like maybe trading on the hourly time frame. But my only concern is that if I do trade on the hourly time frame, I would only be able to trade the London Open and the New York Open. Because I'll be at work during the day in Australia. So, but I've heard that those are the best times to trade. They're the best times. That's when the market moves and everything. So, and I've already have a rough idea of what I want my strategy to look like. And I've not really built up my rules, but I'm kind of thinking of what kind of rules I want. Okay, maybe for entries, I want divergence, double tops, double bottoms. I'm on the higher time frames. I'm looking at major structure levels on the weekly and et cetera, et cetera. So I do have some idea of what I want my strategy to look like.
Yeah.
I want to be a swing trader because I don't want to be in front of my charts the whole day. It's going to be impossible for me with me working full time, and I'm going to have to be working full time for quite a while, because I know trading, compounding takes a while as well. So my plan is to be trading on the hourly or the 4-hourly time frame, the London Open and the New York Open.
Cool, very cool. Okay, so is there anything you see getting in your way? Like, where do you want to get to before the end of the year?
So I want to be done with the training courses. Hopefully, this might be pushing it. Hopefully, by the end of next month, and then start my back testing. I'm gonna give myself about 8 months to back test because I really don't want to rush the back testing process. I want to make sure that I have everything, literally everything to the dot. I've literally looked at everything from at a microscopic level. Give myself full 8 months to back test, refine, and all that. So that way, when I actually get to demo trading, I will have complete trust in my system. Yeah. I will not fall into those psychological mistakes that Mark Douglas talks about in his book. So I do not want to rush the back testing process at all. If I have to take 12 months, I'll take 12 months for the back testing. So that's the part I do not want to rush. And it's not just about the belief. It's about you build your retinal activating system when you're back testing as well. You go through the charts multiple times. So I think, and that's one of the main, that's one of the main differences that I see with you guys compared to Greg Secker's Learn to Trade, because they don't even talk about back testing there. So I didn't even know what back testing was until I started following you guys. So
they will start mentioning it. You realize this because they're being humbled enough now to start giving value, and that's what they'll start doing. I promise you. So that sounds awesome. So yeah, it'd be great to catch up, like maybe early next year, to see where you're at.
100%.
I would definitely recommend for you to get into the Tears of Freedom Facebook group if you're not already in there, because you mentioned building business and legacies.
100%.
Yeah, definitely get in there. And listen, mate, I look forward to, you've really, there's so much energy in you. Like, I really enjoyed speaking to you. It's been, this accountability session's got me pumped.
I enjoy speaking to you guys 100%.
Yeah, no, really, really good. Keep us updated, and I'll see you inside the platform. Have a great 100%. Weekend.
You too, Jason.
Take care, mate. What a great session we're having so far. So we've got Matt next.